two tape recorder and I'm ready.
Boy, I don't know how you remember. It was a man, he walked into the store and he asked the man that owned the store that he said the place had changed, and he asked, talking to the man said that the place he was looking for had been torn down. And he said he was looking for this fellow named Bob. And he went outside and he lit a match, a cigarette, and he saw this man. And he started talking to him. And they were talking about how each other had changed. And then they kept talking, and they were talking about the time they had together this restaurant, that's what it was. And he asked him, where was he from, have been living? He said, New York. And he kept talking, so he knew it wasn't the man that he was looking for. And when after he talked for a while, he said he would see him, he grabbed his arm and told him that he wasn't the fella that he was looking for, he was someone else, and he had called a police woman in the meantime, and he was under arrest. Did that sound anything like the story?
That's it. Okay,
you sure? I can't think of anything
else.
Well, that's all right.
That's fine. Now I would like for you to tell me a story. Your childhood experience, or your first Christmas, or personal experience, but it has. Make sure that the story has about three people in it.
Yeah, three.
And three or more people.
And I tell the reason why I came here to live as a child.
Oh, good.
Okay. I'm from High Point, North Carolina, and my father had a tobacco farm, and he was working very hard to pay for his land. And his uncle came down to visit and told him that, George, you're killing yourself if I find a job for you in Washington. Will you come up and work? So my father decided that was a good thing to happen. And he got him a job at Potomac, and he left the Powell Company. He was up here 5 years before my mother decided that she would leave our home there. And it was a sad time for us. And my brother Jack and my brother Jim was going to high school at High Point. And my father bought a car and brought it down. He went back by train. So we decided to move to Washington. But we would go back every summer and stay until school opened up. My father had this house that he had gotten for us. And we stayed there, then we moved into a larger house. And from there we moved to, my father bought a house in Capitol View. Lovely home. And my sister and I, we would catch the bus down the hill, Nettleboro School, Nettleboro Avenue, and then we would catch the streetcar to go in town to school. And my mother was a housewife. And we had a loving, everyone cared for each other and look out for each other. And my father stayed on the job with Potomac Electric Power Company. That's the only job he ever was on. So he retired after 35 years. So I had a lovely mother, father, sister, and in our family, my mother had 11 children. If I only grew up with four, because the other was grown and had gone away to work either to college, Lutheran College in Greensboro, North Carolina. That happened before we moved to Washington. So my mother died, and my father lived 11 years after her death. So we all was very, very close. You don't see home families like there was then. And I had a very, very happy upbringing. Go to church every Sunday, whether you were sick or well. You go to Sunday school, and then you go to the morning service, and then the BYP at night, and then you would even go to the night service. And my mother, all the little churches in Washington that we used to go, my sister played the piano and I sang. But they're big churches now. But I remember when they were very, very small. So only thing I can say, my mother was a good cook. We were never hungry. She sewed, we had pretty clothes. And I just had a good life. So I guess that's all.
Okay, thank you. Now we start the memory exercises. You need to keep, I want to record you with the memory exercises too, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you a short story, and I'd like you to tell it back to me. Okay, this is a story. This is a story. Mm-hmm. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she didn't see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put all the groceries back. She put the groceries back and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl who was on the phone said, "I found your wallet," and the lady was very relieved. That's the story.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell
me
back to me?
It was a lady shopping, and when she got to the cashier, she found that she didn't have her wallet. And she put all the groceries back on the shelf, and she went home. And then when she arrived home, the phone rang, and there was a little girl on the phone. That found her money.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to tell me that story again at the very back. Next exercise, I'm going to ask you to repeat some numbers after me. Okay. 582. 7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75386.
Okay. 619473.
649173.
Okay. 392. 39247.
392487.
5917428.
7914278.
Okay. 417-9386.
417-9386.
Yes. 581-92647.
581-24687.
Okay. 382-95174.
382-5174.
275-862-584.
272-5874.
Okay. Now I'm
going to
say.
I don't think that was
right. Now I'm going to say some numbers, but I want you to repeat them backwards this time.
Oh, God.
Okay. 2-4. Backwards.
Oh, you want me to say it backwards?
Say it backwards.
4-2.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 5-8.
8-5.
6-2-9.
9-2-6.
4-1-5.
5-1-4.
3-2-7-9.
9-7. 2-3.
4-9-6-8. 4-9-6-8. 8-6-9-4. Yes. 1, perfect. Next one is 1-5-2-8-6.
6-8-5-2-1.
Okay. 6-1-8-4-3.
6-3-4-8-2-3.
Okay, almost. One more.
5-3-9-4-1-8. 5-3-9-1-8. 8-1-9-4-3.
Okay. The next exercise is categories. I'm going to give you a category, and I'd like for you to tell me as many items that fall into that category as fast as you can. For example, if I said, tell me as many states as you can think of, you would, you know, say Texas, Oklahoma, mm-hmm. New York, mm-hmm. Michigan, and so forth. So when I tell you the category, you can just go ahead and start. Tell me as many foods as you can. The category is foods.
Food.
Foods. As many foods as you can think of.
Chicken.
Okay.
Steak. Liver. Lamb. Turkey. Pork. Fish. Celery. Apple, peaches, pears, grapes, lettuce, carrots, potatoes, sweet potatoes, cabbage, kale, spinach, Have not.
I don't know.
Finished. I say grapes, didn't I? Grapes. Did apple. Onions. Celery.
Tell me more.
Okay.
The next category is animals. Name as many animals as you can think of.
Horse. Dog. Cat. Cats. And dog. Sheep. Coned and I see a cat in here and monkey, a kangaroo. Giraffe, elephant, and guinea pig, bear, wolf.
The last category is kitchen items. Anything you find in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Pots, pan, microwave, grill, coffee pot, toaster, iron, and dishes. Silver, stove, this kind, refrigerator, freezer, this is. I see a macaroni. There's something there. I see a dishes. Table. Chair. Yes, that's it.
This next to last exercise is for attention. It's a test of attention. It's not really a test, it's just an exercise of attention. What I'd like for you to do is start here and read across as fast as you can.
Read it now?
Just read it, as fast as you can.
Green, blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. Next thing is, you can start across and tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can.
Okay.
Okay. Go.
Ready? Green, blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, green. red, green, blue, yellow, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. The last thing, start again, start up here again, but don't read the word. Tell me the color that the word is written in.
Ready?
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Red, blue, no.
No.
Red, blue.
Tell me the color that the word is written in. So the first one would be blue. You're going to tell me the color that the word is printed in.
That's red.
But the color that the word is printed in is blue. That's what I want you to do.
Oh.
You tell me the color that the word is printed in. Don't read the word.
Blue.
Right.
Blue. Red. Yeah. Yellow.
Whoops.
And, green. Am I doing that right?
You started to, but then you put the other way. Tell me the color that the word is printed in. Like the first line would be
blue, red, green, and yellow.
Yellow, that's it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, start again so I can time you.
Okay. Blue, red, yellow. No, blue, red, mm-hmm. Green, yellow.
Yes.
Green, yellow. Yeah. Green.
Mm-hmm.
Is that blue?
Mm-hmm.
Green.
Oops.
That's not green. That's red.
Yes.
Red, blue, yellow, green. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, red, yellow, green. Red, green, yellow.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't too good.
No, that was good. That was an exercise of attention.
Oh.
And inhibition. You have to not do what you normally would like to do, which is basically red, blue, yellow, green.
Uh-huh.
And you had to think about telling me the color.
Yeah, I was kind of hesitating on that.
Okay, do you remember the story about the lady with the groceries that I told you?
She went in the grocery store.
Could you tell me that story again?
And to buy her groceries. And when she put the stuff in the basket, when she got up to the cashier, she found out that she didn't have money. So she had to leave it there. And she went home. And when she got home, the telephone rang. And the little girl on the phone stating that she had found the money.
Okay. That's all that I have.
That's all?
That's it.
Oh, how'd I do?
You did well.
I did. Well, this my, for 85 years old, I ain't really that crazy, am I?
No, not at all.
So I don't know. Sometimes I think I am.
Oh, no.
I can't find nothing sometimes.
We're all like that. This is your payment form. I just need your mailing address and your I'll use the pen. This is the pencil,
mm-hmm.
And your signature right there.
Now write that, don't it? I don't print it.
Oh, you give me your signature there.
I don't print it, do it.
No, don't write that one. Just write that one.